brilliant uses for everyday things.
It's been a bad day. First, you dropped your phone into the swimming pool, and now the DVD you wanted to watch is scratched. But don't worry, you needn't buy new ones. You can fix them with everyday things you already have at home. Read on for some good DIY tips from the internet. Mobile phones make our lives easier, but it's so easy to lose them or drop them, worst of all, into water. If that happens to you, you may think the phone is ruined. In fact, you don't have to throw it away. Reader's Digest says all you have to do is to take the battery out and put the phone in a bowl of rice overnight. You must use uncooked rice and it will absorb all of the water. Next morning, put the battery back and the phone will work again. Another problem with mobile phones is that you probably have a lot of great music on yours. But if you're with a group of friends and you all want to listen, you need to plug it into a speaker. And you may not have one to hand. Or do you? Next time, try this easy trick from Real Simple magazine. Put the phone into a bowl and press play. The bowl will amplify the sound from your mobile's speakers. Now everyone can hear the music. A jar or glass will also work if you don't have a bowl. In addition to rice, a potato can also make a great DIY tool. Here's an example. The other day I was trying to kill a fly that was buzzing around a ceiling light, and the worst happened. I missed the fly, but broke the light bulb. Now, it can be very difficult to remove a broken bulb, and of course, you mustn't ever do it with bare hands. Luckily, there's another way. According to the Martha Stewart website, simply cut a potato in half, press the potato into the remains of the bulb, then twist and remove it. Remember, you must switch off the light first. Another useful DIY tool is a banana. Check out this idea from Apartment Therapy. If you have a scratched DVD that won't play, rub the inside of a banana skin over the scratch. Then polish the DVD with a soft cloth and voila! Problem solved. This trick works because the waxy substance in the banana skin fills in the scratch. For deep scratches, you should rub some toothpaste in first. Even mayonnaise has surprising uses. Everyone knows that you shouldn't put a wet glass on a wooden table, because it will probably leave an ugly mark on the wood. But sometimes you forget. Don't worry. Again, according to Apartment Therapy, just rub some mayonnaise into the mark and leave it for 15 minutes or longer. Wipe clean and the mark will be gone. For best results, you should do this as soon as possible after the mark is made.